Welcome to WNR, continuing the series on the fear of the Lord. This is from Psalm 34, 8 and on. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in Him. O fear the Lord, you His saints. There is no want to those who fear Him. There is no lack to those who fear Him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. So there we see He will teach us this. And remember Jesus' wonderful promise, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. So Jesus teaches us all things. Remember that it's simple. He's God. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus. Amen. Jesus said about the Holy Spirit, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance the things that I said unto you. So let's continue to seek the Lord, to fear Him. How we need that. More from this chapter. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear Him and delivers them. These are wonderful promises. And I believe the Holy Spirit will give us this fear of the Lord. You know, when we seek Him and so it's remember that it is a process. He teaches us day by day, just like a tree that grows. And let's remember and focus on that promise. Taste and see that the Lord is good. God is good all the time. Amen. And He's great and awesome. And you know, where I am, it's the winter. Today it's going to rain pretty much all day. It's cold. You know, it's not the time of year that people just love. But in the midst of this, we celebrate His goodness. Remember, this is a celebration of Jesus the Christ and our great and awesome God. Amen. And as we walk with Him and He teaches us, there's many things that He will reveal to us, such as some examples are the importance of forgiveness and, you know, walking in love with all people, even those people who hurt us. That's a challenging one probably for a lot of people. Forgiveness, and it's so important. And the fact that, you know, another great promise. Through these exceedingly great and precious promises, we have become partakers of the divine nature. So this is a glorious truth, and He reveals to us how glorious this is over time, and Him and His glory. Amen. More soon from Wonder and Reality. Please visit our website, wonderreality.org, and email us at hello@wonderreality.org. Okay. More soon.